With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Trevelin. An estimated 1,000 people gathered outside the Montana State Capitol on Sunday to protest the death of George Floyd in police custody and police treatment of people of color. The protest was mostly nonviolent, though a riot control team stepped in at one point to separate attendees and counter-protesters. Protest organizer Teddy Jump is asking police departments to tamp down on dangerous use of force on suspects. He also wants them to reconsider their budgets and for city councils to redirect money toward community projects like women's shelters. Jump said that message was loud and clear Sunday, and that police officers mostly hung to the sidelines and kept an eye on the protest.
I think the police presence was appropriate at almost all times. I was really impressed.
The demonstration featured multiple speakers. Helena Mayor Wilmot Collins, Montana's first black mayor, commended attendees for accomplishing the protest without violence. Rachel Carroll Rivas, co-executive director of the Montana Human Rights Network, urged the crowd to educate themselves on racism in Montana and have difficult conversations with family members. It was only near the event's conclusion that counter-protesters parked across from the Capitol. Jump says the two groups chanted back and forth until the counter-protesters pulled out guns. Lewis and Clark County Sheriff Leo Dutton says that's when
things got rough.
A joint civil disobedience team of police officers and deputies wearing body armor and helmets and carrying batons lined up between attendees and counter-protesters until tensions subsided. Jump says such equipment made the wrong statement.
It scared people. It scared people a lot. I could see the fear in people's faces as, you know, the men in riot gear came over towards them. It was to protect them, but it said that they were ready for either side to go, you know, sour, even though it was clearly one that was attempting to be violent.
Dutton says the riot team was initially hidden from view to avoid agitating protesters and that it was only deployed to maintain the peace amid potential violence. He says he couldn't have deployed the team with any less equipment than they had.
I really can't, because I understand the concern, but it's like asking my deputies to quit wearing life-saving ballistic vests. I can't do that either.
Still, Dutton outlined numerous measures he says his office has taken to reduce inequities in policing. He also says he's open to further conversation.
No one that I know of embraces what happened in Minneapolis, Minnesota. No one. You're living in a dream world if you don't say, yes, let's look at this and what can we do better?
Helena Police Chief Steve Hagan is on vacation, and other officers weren't authorized to talk about Sunday's protest. But Jump and Dutton noted two specific conflicts at the event. One man who was yelling at protesters was eventually charged with impersonating a police officer, and a misdemeanor assault was referred to the city attorney's office after a woman got into a confrontation with protesters. Kevin Trevelin, Yellowstone Public Radio News.